A prominent Northeast Kingdom landlord has a record of pursuing unpaid debts from tenants. Now, his wife helps write eviction law. Vermont Public's Carly Berlin joins us live to break down our reporting on Steve and Debbie Dolgan. Good morning, Carly. Welcome back to Morning Edition.
Hey, Jen.
Can you start us off with some backstory here? Who are the Dolgans?
Representative Debbie Dolgan is a first-term legislator. She's a Republican from St. Johnsbury. She sits on the Housing Committee in the House. She and her husband, Steve Dolgan, co-own an apartment rental business. She's the bookkeeper. He's the property manager. They have roughly three dozen units in the Northeast Kingdom. A year ago, Steve came to testify to Representative Dolgan's committee with this message.
We must drastically shorten the time it takes to evict the non-paying tenants from our apartments.
Representative Dolgan has since introduced legislation that would do precisely that. She put forward a bill earlier this legislative session that would cut down the length of time a landlord needs to give a tenant notice before evicting them for non-payment of rent from 2 weeks to 3 days. Now, that bill hasn't gone anywhere, but the balance of landlord-tenant laws has remained a central focus of Representative Dolgan's committee this year, and her involvement in shaping those laws illustrates how Vermont's part-time legislators can influence policies that stand to benefit their lives outside the State House.
Carly, you and our colleague Liam Elder Connors took a deep dive into the Dolgans' court records. What did you two find?
We found that the Dolgans are quite persistent in pursuing unpaid rent and damages from their tenants. For years, they brought cases before an assistant judge in Caledonia County who issued arrest warrants for their tenants. That stopped when the judge, Roy Vance, resigned in 2019 following accusations from civil rights attorneys that the issuing of these warrants was unlawful. Here's how one of those attorneys, former ACLU lawyer Jay Diaz, recalled what they found.
It seemed like Steve Dolgan and Roy Vance really were working hand in glove.
Jen, imprisoning debtors has been outlawed in Vermont for nearly 200 years. An oversight board ultimately determined that Vance, the judge, violated Vermont's judicial code of conduct. Now, it's unclear from the court records if any of the Dolgans' tenants were ever arrested. These warrants included a quote-unquote purge fee that a tenant could pay to cancel the order. And the Dolgans, for their part, say that they were shocked when Vance got into trouble for the arrest warrants.
Okay, so it sounds like the issuing of those arrest warrants ended when the judge stepped down in 2019. Carly, what have you and Liam found in more recent years?
We spoke to both Representative Dolgan and Steve Dolgan for this story. Steve describes himself as a risk taker when it comes to choosing tenants. He doesn't require credit checks. He'll rent to people who have been homeless or had past issues with landlords. That risk-taking exposes the business to what he calls the quote-unquote dark side, people who use drugs and cause extensive damage to the Dolgans' properties. In our review of court records, the behavior of the Dolgans' tenants matches up with these patterns in some cases. The Dolgans have submitted evidence to court showing that tenants missed payments and caused damages to their apartments, and in some instances, tenants have not denied those claims. But in others, the court has found that the damages the landlords asked for weren't fully backed up by evidence. Still, judges regularly issue judgments on the Dolgans' former tenants, totaling thousands of dollars. And those can balloon over time because the state's legal interest rate is 12%. That's almost twice the going rate for a 30-year mortgage. Some of these tenants have told the court they work low-wage jobs and are struggling to make ends meet. And in some cases, the Dolgans have continued to pursue these damages for years. At the same time, tenants have also sued the Dolgans over habitability issues at their apartments and for holding onto their deposits.
How does Representative Dolgan view her role as both landlord and lawmaker? I mean, Carly, ostensibly, it seems like it could be a conflict of interests. How does she view it?
You know, she doesn't see a conflict there. She told me that she specifically asked to work on housing policy when she got elected. She views her background as an asset and not a liability.
I see it as a bonus to have real life experience.
Representative Dolgan said she felt her committee dismissed Steve's testimony last year and that a landlord-tenant bill that passed the House in March does not do enough to rebalance Vermont's rental laws toward landlords. She told me she plans to run for re-election this fall and hopes to keep working on the issue.
That's Report for America Corps member Carly Berlin, who covers housing and infrastructure for VT Digger and Vermont Public.